Welcome to The Pulse, where we delve deep into the issues and ideas that are shaping the future of education. I'm your host, Rick Cernsey, superintendent of the Putnam County School District, and each week we'll be talking to teachers, administrators, and other experts in the field about the latest trends, best practices, and most pressing concerns in education. Whether you're a teacher, a parent, or just someone who cares about education, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into The Pulse. Welcome to our podcast at the Putnam County School District. And we're really highlighting many of our career and technical education programs. And the first one we're going to do is right here in Palatka at Palatka Junior Senior High School. And we have with us the teacher of our ag program and FFA sponsor, Sydney Whitehurst. And Sydney, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
And I think Sydney's here in her second year at Palatka High or Palatka Junior Senior High. And Sydney, introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about you and your background and, you know, where you went to college and so forth.
Okay. So I'm from Sebring, Florida. It's about 3.5 hours south. I grew up in FFA showing livestock, and that's where my passion for agriculture really sparked. And so once I graduated, I attended the University of Florida for my bachelor and master's degree. And I majored in agricultural education and communication. And somehow I ended up right here in Palatka, and it's been great so far. And I'm going to be wrapping up my second year here.
Well, welcome. We're sure glad to have you. And, you know, I actually went through ag, and I was in FFA back in the day. And, you know, I have a real appreciation for agriculture because it's so important to our area here in Florida. So we want to make sure we have our quality programs that celebrates agriculture and really provides opportunities for our students to go into ag or ag science or whatever the case might be. So first of all, talk to us about animal science. I know animals, raising animals is really important, especially around the fair time. So in what ways is animal science education go beyond the traditional classroom?
So animal science, I think, is really important in Putnam County in general, but also to the state of Florida and to the country and the whole world. So I think that it's important that we utilize our core classes in agriculture because we use those core classes and we apply them to different real-world scenarios. So, for example, sometimes we learn about nutrition requirements for livestock. So we are going to use real-world applications using reading and math and science and history. And say you're a farmer and you are going to formulate a feed ration for your steer to produce a high-quality yield and grade of meat. So what that means is you want to produce a lot of meat from your animal and also meat that tastes good. So you have to look at different ways to accomplish that. And when you are formulating a feed ration, you're going to have to look at the commodity prices, so like corn and cottonseed. You have to use math to price out these ingredients. You have to calculate how much and the ratios you need in the feed ration. And then you also have to calculate how long it's going to last you depending on how much your animal eats. So this is just one example of a real-world application, and it just helps our students be able to put the subject to use in real world problems.
So it really does tie in a lot of the core classes like you talk about.
And yes, sir.
You know, just having cows or hogs and just letting them graze and that type of thing, there's a lot more to it than that. And so tell us about, speaking of the animals, do you have some students that are actually going to have steers and hogs at the upcoming fair?
We do. This year, we have more hogs than we did last year, for sure. We have over 30 hogs from students showing under Palatka FFA, and we actually have 3 housed at our school. They're chapter animals, so that means that it's a new student to the program, and they haven't raised any type of livestock before, so they get to show under the chapter. So we take care of it as a chapter, and we teach them how to feed the animal, how to look for sicknesses, how to make sure they're gaining the right amount to make it to fair weight, and it's just really cool to see a student develop their passion for agriculture by showing an animal. And we also have some steers and a heifer at our school, And all of these students, they just go above and beyond the classroom, and they really want to be in agriculture. They're going to be the students that go far in the program, that go into ag-related careers and schools, and just really it sparks their passion, and it's a great opportunity for them to do more in agriculture.
You know, I have two grandchildren who actually are showing hogs at Interlochen Junior Senior High, and I know they have a regular schedule. They have to feed their animals and, you know, all that. So tell me about how do you think raising an animal for the fair really instills work ethic and all that kind of stuff that might prepare them later for life?
I think that it prepares them for a lot of things because, number one, I require my students to feed twice a day because from my schooling at the University of Florida in animal science, your best way to get animals to gain the optimum amount of weight and very efficiently for say, a fair or to be slaughtered is to make sure that they're eating the correct amount, to make sure they're eating at the same times every day, to make sure they're eating all of their feed because all of those show signs that something could be wrong if they're not doing that. So when the students have to go out there every single day, and I mean even on Christmas and on Thanksgiving, on New Year's, they're still going out there. They have to feed them in the morning. They have to feed them at night. Every single student that I have that's showing a chapter animal, they also play sports. So they have to go before their games. They have to go after their games. And it really shows them that if you want to do something and accomplish this goal to produce a high-quality animal, that you have to put in the work. And they learn all of these skills, and it goes far because every single student that we've had show a chapter animal goes on to raise their own after they get done with the chapter animal in the following years. And it really helps them become better and more responsible students as well.
Well, I'm sure there's some aspects of financial management too they have to learn. So how,
yes,
what are some things as far as finance that they would have to learn in raising an animal?
So our fair requires them to submit a record book. So for the chapter students that are showing chapter animals, I have record book working days where we sit down and they get the record book after they turn in all of their paperwork to the fair. And it has the finances section. It has questions that they have to answer. It has pretty much everything that involves raising the animal. So we sit down and we talk about, okay, the feed price is this much. And we have, by the end of March, we may have 100 bags of cow feed, and it's not cheap. They have to realize that it costs 20 something dollars a bag, and they have to multiply it by that. And whenever they start multiplying these out, they're like, oh my, it is a lot of finances. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of work to put into these animals. And when they start realizing, okay, I have to do this, I need to go mow lawns on the weekend to raise money to show my animal, it just really puts it into perspective for them and shows them how the real world works and makes them appreciate it a lot more.
I know some adults that could benefit from that too. So. But anyway, that is really good. And I know I hear students talk about all the time about how they really have to budget their money. And, you know, once they sell their hog, that's really, or their steer, how exciting that is because they actually get to see a return on their investment, you know.
It is awesome. And there's so many people in the community, businesses and stakeholders that these kids will take their letters to that they write for buyers to, you know, hopefully buy their animal or donate to add on to their project just to help them make some more money in the end. And it's a great way to get the community involved. It shows a lot of appreciation to the students when community members are involved, and it's just a great project in all.
Yeah, and our community has been so supportive for years and years, and I've gone to many of the shows, and you know, for them to reach out and just to bid on that and do the add-ons is tremendous. So, you know, with that said, how might showing animals or doing anything with animals, not necessarily showing them, how might that prepare them for ag careers in animal science? What are some possible careers that these kids could go into if they chose to?
I think that, you know, and a lot of my students, they aren't busy in FFA showing an animal. They may just help while we're in class. And so it's really cool to see students who have never done anything in agriculture, maybe just hold a rabbit, touch a hog, or even like lead around a 1,200-pound steer if they're comfortable and walk them around our farm. And these are the little things that help them spark their interest in ag and go into different careers. And agriculture is in everything. So just because they're not going to go and major in animal science or go work on a ranch, it doesn't mean that that's all there is to it. There's so many other opportunities around that they can do. And also they learn all these different things in class that help their passions grow, and they can go use this in many other jobs.
Well, and if some of them wanted to, say, work for a vet or go to vet school, or they could do that too. I mean, that might be something that launches them
right
there.
We also, in our class, we talk about feed rations. We talk about reproductive system. We talk about anatomy and physiology. We talk about sicknesses and how you fix that. So everything in the animal science program will prepare them for going into a career in animal science. But also, they don't have to if that's not exactly what they want to do. But it's a great introduction into the world of animal science and agriculture in general.
So I always like to hear stories. And, you know, you're in your second year now, so I'm sure you've probably seen a lot of success stories or memorable experiences and all. But does any particular experience come to mind where one of your students really had a great experience with one of the animals?
When I think about a student and a memorable experience in animals, I think about, he's now in ninth grade. His name is Sam Duran. Last year, Sam had nothing to do with agriculture. He was playing baseball. He was friends with some kids in ag, and I was like, I think he would be a good one. So I got my boy officers that he's friends with, and I was like, hey, you should go talk to Sam and get him to come to an FFA meeting. And he did. And when I tell you that last year, Sam was completely different than this year's Sam. He showed our chapter hog last year. He won first in his class. He went in for showmanship. He's on the livestock judging team. He's an officer this year for the high school. I mean, he has done an excellent job in just doing everything he can in ag, and just the passion has sparked, and he is just a great success story when it comes to showing animals.
And Sam, I know Sam pretty well, too, and I think he's involved in some athletics, too.
So. Yes, sir. He plays baseball.
And that's one of those things that, you know, you see students in high school, it seems to me, in all my experience, the ones that are the most successful a lot of times are the ones that are busiest, that are involved in a lot of after-school activities. I'm sure you were like that in high school, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's good to see that. So, you know, FFA is such a big part of, you know, leadership training and just part of agriculture. And there's so many success stories and so many benefits of FFA. So talk to me about the, you know, your experience with FFA and how that has helped a lot of your students.
So a lot of times when people think about FFA, they think that it's only farming. And this is not what it is anymore. You know, 50 years ago, it was about farming, but now it has developed into such a great organization for students to be able to expand their career and leadership development skills and to learn about different areas of agriculture. It's not just plants. Students can learn about livestock judging. They can learn about forestry. They can learn about aquaculture. They can learn how to drive a tractor. Like, it is just beyond farming, and this organization really builds students into great individuals to go into the world. It's awesome. My students that are in FFA, they juggle sports, they juggle academics, they juggle being an officer, and all of these things, and they're the students that are going above and beyond, excelling in every single aspect of what they do.
Well, and the leadership training and the you know, speaking, just being able to do the extemporaneous speaking and preparing a speech and all that. I've seen so many successful people, adults, who have had their beginning in FFA. So I really commend you for doing that. And, you know, that really prepares a lot of our leaders for tomorrow. And you're right, it's not always about ag or farming or anything else. It is one of the best leadership programs out there. As a matter of fact, we have with our STEM program, which is a whole different topic, we have, they have something similar to that called Chief Science Officers. And they kind of pattern themselves, they pattern that program after FFA, And it really is about students who are leaders in the STEM area. So again, it's a great organization, and I can't be more proud of that. So kind of wrapping up today, just tell me about your overall experience at Palatka Junior Senior High School, not only in the classes you teach, but just talk to us about the school. I mean, we're so proud of that school. I've worked in that school a number of years. And so what's some of your recollections and some of your takeaways just from working at Palatka Junior Senior High School?
I think that working at Palatka Junior Senior High School is a privilege. I know that sometimes people think, oh, it's Palatka, but the school atmosphere, the people who work there, the students, all around, it's a great school. It is doing awesome. We're bringing back traditions. Our administration is awesome, very supportive. It's definitely a great place to work, and I can't be more thankful for all the people and the community members that support the school and the teachers there.
Very good. And Palatka High, like I said, I've worked there a number of years, and as Palatka High goes, a lot of other things go. I mean, it is really the center of the universe here in Putnam County. As we wrap up today, Sydney, it's been great having you here today, and I've learned a lot about what happens at Palatka Junior Senior High School as far as the ag program, and I'm very happy that you're there. I can tell you're very enthusiastic and really have a good relationship with the students. So as a final question, and hopefully you're there for a very long time, what's your vision, or what do you see the future of the ag program at Palatka Junior High looking like? And you're doing a lot of great things now, but what do you see in the years to come, the future of that program?
Well, I think that just from last year to this year, we have doubled our FFA program members and active members. I think that it's important that we continue to build up our program for students that want to be there, providing more hands-on learning opportunities and experiences. I would love to see more animals at the school where we can have students really learn how to show an animal, even though they may not show it in the fair, just to learn those skills, because it's really important and it shows just how much work, you know, you can put into something and what you can accomplish. I'd like to see our program grow in FFA. I'd like to see our middle school program grow up to house more students that are really wanting to be in ag, so when they get to high school, we can really focus on all of the things that are important to going into a career or school in ag. And so I love this program. These students want to be here, and I just want to grow it and incorporate as many more opportunities for them to learn and experience agriculture, because they may not to be able to experience it anywhere else other than at school.
That's a great response, and it tells me that you're really thinking about the future there. I can't tell you how proud I am of what you're doing there and how happy I am to have you in our district. And I just hope you continue to grow. And, hey, we might have a place for you to live here in Palatka somewhere too, because I know you commute a little bit. But
yes, sir.
That's just a little personal thing. We always like to have people in our community. So,
yes, sir. Thank
Sydney,
you.
Thank you for being here. And I may drop by and see you one day.
Yes, sir.
Just to see what's going on there. So thank you again. And we will see you at our next podcast.